This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, guys, it's going to be a busy day, so get your seatbelts on. First, there's a study saying that those of you men that wear nice, stiff collars and button it up all nice and tight, and then take your tie and tie a Windsor knot and have a nice, tight-looking fit with that tie and collar, they say you could be cutting off blood supply to your brain. Some women on Facebook were like, that's what happened. I'm like, no, I disagree. I think ties are sexy, but that could be some bad stuff. But I disagree with the study. I don't think the study is cutting off blood supply to your brain. So we'll talk about that so you don't freak out. Hillary Clinton is, from what we are hearing, poised to run again in 2020. I know. When I heard that this weekend, I was like, no, I cannot stand another election like we just had. It doesn't matter if you're pro-Hillary or against Hillary or pro-Trump or against Trump. Last election sucked. And so we may be seeing it all over again in 2020. I'll tell you why. Bananas. For lunch today, I have a banana. Actually, I have two bananas. I'm going to give my son one of them. And I usually throw out bananas, the majority of the bananas I buy, because they, you know, overripe and they get bruised, and I don't like mushy bananas. Well, we may not have to worry about bananas anymore, because they say that the whole banana population, may be going extinct. Next, John Hopkins, remember, had that tuberculosis incident, right, where they spilled tuberculosis on the bridge in between two buildings? We'll tell you what they say happened. Good news coming out of Thailand. So far, 8 boys have been freed. We have 8 boys left, plus I think the coach. And we'll tell you what's going on there and how they're doing it. Pretty fascinating stuff. And then babies may sleep better if given, quote, solid food sooner. I want to caution you guys with that. I know my mom always said, if you want the baby to go to sleep, just, you know, feed him. I'm like, no. He needs to be on a diet. Don't put your kids on a diet. And we have seagulls that were found to be drunk. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your questions, your comments, and your opinions at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's just start with this. Let's just start with the seagull story because we got so much to talk about here. They say a number of stumbling seagulls on English beaches seem to be getting a hold of alcohol. And an animal welfare charity says some are getting sick and dying. The Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals said this week they've received more than a dozen reports of seagulls staggering, disoriented, confused. And the drunk birds are found on the beaches in southwest England. Now, a lot of people give the Irish a bunch of crap for their alcohol consumption. I mean, why are we giving the British more crap than we do? Okay, here's my thing, and I told you guys, you know, I make fun of the British a lot, and it's because I think it's funny. And I shouldn't, because I have family members who are British, and I love the country. I think, you know, Great Britain is beautiful. It's just, you know, maybe the reason why I do it is because I'm jealous of them, you know, with their English and all that. Or maybe it's because I'm really ticked off, you know, because of the 1700s, you know. Maybe, you know, that I'm really not over the whole Boston, you know, Tea Party issue. So, but the British, they like their drink. You know, when I was in England, I was in London, and I went to Dover. I mean, just amazing city. You have to go. You know, even if you don't like their English, you have to go. Yeah, you don't have to speak proper English, by the way. I was so fearful that when I went to England, I would be corrected all the time on my English. And they don't do that. They don't correct you. You could dangle your participle as the day is long. Nobody gives a damn over there. It's really cool. And a lot of them are drinking on the sidewalks. So when you're walking around England, and we walked a lot, we walked around, the pubs, a lot of them, you just sit there and you stand on the sidewalk and drink. Apparently, it's easier to meet people. Because there's always, you know, good-looking people walking down the street, and then they're like, hey, you know, they check you out. I didn't get checked out because, you know, I'm not at the age where... Maybe that's another reason why I make fun of the British, because they don't really seem to flirt with me. I don't think I've ever been hit on by somebody British. And I thought it would because maybe because they think I was less intelligent, but I don't know. I don't know what it is. Why do you think the British don't find me sexy? Ethiopians totally think I'm sexy. I could get an Ethiopian husband in a heartbeat. And they're sexy too. But British, I don't think the British think I'm sexy. That's a big problem. So anyway, don't underestimate the drinking capacity of the British. So, the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals said they've received tons of reports that these seagulls are staggering disoriented. And I guess there's videos of them being drunk. And unfortunately, some of them have died. Now, they're asking breweries, distilleries, and other alcohol producers to ensure any leftover waste to keep out of the reach of birds and other wildlife. I didn't realize that they would flock to... Oh, what? Okay, did I just make an 80s reference? I didn't realize seagulls would flock to alcohol like they would. But you want to know what? Yesterday, I poured myself a Gentleman's Jack and Pepsi One, okay? Yes, I'm being exact. Listen, I'm allowed to have a little bit of alcohol. There's been a lot of stress at work. A lot of stress. I'm allowed to have a little bit of alcohol. So I poured myself and the stupid dog decides to jump up and try to drink some of it. And I said, no, Uzi, you know, bad girl. Stop it. And animals want to drink what humans drink. And alcohol has a real interesting smell. Sometimes it's tangy, sometimes it's fruity or whatever. And I think a lot more animals like beer, so keep them away. Okay, when we come back, Hillary Clinton running. Why are these rumors circulating? And does she have a chance? Lord have mercy. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so, you know, I mean, we try to not over cover politics because there's so much other stuff we want to talk about. And I really don't want to tick you guys off so early in the week. And, you know, I mean, just got back from a huge holiday week and a lot of us got work to do and we need to rock and roll. And it's like, do we really have to ruin our day? But I guess conservative columnist Michael Goodwin in the New York Post wrote an op-ed speculating that Hillary Clinton may be signaling a possible presidential run in 2020. And based on what I see, I wouldn't be surprised. Apparently, he describes several emails she has sent out to her supporters over the last month, including one blasting Trump over his policy separating undocumented kids from their parents at the border. And Goodwin says she's also been promoting the work of her super PAC, Onward Together. Now, it's a diversity focus group, and he believes it's the Clinton 2020 campaign vehicle in the waiting. Now, interestingly, there was a poll where Clinton was a runner-up to Joe Biden in a Harvard Caps Harris poll from last month that asked registered Democratic voters about their pick for their party's 2020 presidential nominee. And I'll tell you why she might be thinking about this and why she may have a chance, which is something I don't think we want to go through. Even if you are a Democrat and you dislike Donald Trump, I don't think you want to see another Hillary-Trump matchup. I don't think you do. So anyway, some of the emails she had done, and I'm not going to, you know, read them, but, you know, basically she was, you know, calling, you know, the moral and humanitarian crisis of the children, you know, being separated horrific, and then she had touted that her group Onward Together, her super PAC Onward Together, had raised $1 million, was going to split it among organizations working to change border policy like the ACLU and immigrant, refugee, Latino, and women's groups, etc. And then, I guess, the day after the Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy announced his retirement, she introduced a new resistance partner called Demand Justice. And I guess that promotes to protect reproductive rights, voting rights, and access to health care. And they do that by keeping Senate Democrats united and opposing any conservative Trump nominee. So she's been active. There's a lot of chatter, you know. And when you pick up a lot of chatter, you need to, you know, you need to keep an eye on it. Just like we discussed when we... not what we discussed, but just like what the military had to do when they were picking up a lot of Japanese chatter around the time of the Pearl Harbor bombing. We've learned lesson time and time again that when there's chatter, we need to take heed. Now, it could just be a distraction. Maybe the Democrats want us all in chaos, thinking about Hillary and trying to read better because they're grooming somebody else. But I don't know. I mean, when these rumors circulate, I think the rumors circulate on purpose, not by the opposing party, but by the affected party, because they need to figure out who's going to be their next nominee. And they need to get a feel for the pulse of America with it. I mean, this is what happened with Oprah. You know, I think all this Oprah stuff was staged so they could test the waters and see how the country thought of Oprah running. And boy, did everybody get their panties all up in a bunch. And so she declined. Now, I don't know if that declination is, yeah, I made that word up, if that declination is something that's going to be permanent or not. But, you know, Oprah now we don't hear about. And, you know, Biden... how old is Biden, by the way? Let me look this up. Joe Biden, I think, would be an excellent candidate. I don't think he would win against Trump. But, you know, he just seems to have a little bit more stamina, resilience, etc. So I see why they may use him, but I don't think he's going to win. He's 75 years old. He looks phenomenal. He's in great shape for being 75. Did you know that Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are only differ by a year in age? Bernie Sanders is 76. Joe Biden is 75. And Joe Biden looks that much younger. He just appears to be that much more youthful. It's interesting. It's a big deal when it comes to politics. So, would another run by Hillary even be viable? Would it even be successful? Well, here's the thing, okay? She did win the popular vote. I know people are sick of hearing that. But she got 65,845 votes compared to Trump's 62,980. So she technically won the popular vote. That's not something to balk at. That's still pretty significant and pretty impressive. And one citing for her failure with the Electoral College, because that's why she's not president, she lost the Electoral College, is she had the sideline battle with Bernie Sanders. And Bernie Sanders most likely is not going to run again, so she may not have this sideline. Boy, did people like Bernie. And they hated what she did to him. So I think it wasn't Trump supporters that put Trump into the White House. It was Bernie Sanders supporters that did. Not on purpose, indirectly. Next, we really don't have a Democratic candidate. But the last time we heard media chatter was Oprah. I mean, who else are we, you know? It's not going to be Pelosi. I don't even think Joe Biden's going to run. And then we don't have an issue with funding. Apparently, Clinton's super PAC is bragging about money they're raising. And the Clintons are wealthy. Maybe not Trump wealthy, but they're wealthy. So, could she win if she runs? Well, a big issue I have as a doctor is her health. You know, last election, footage was clocked on her stumbles and her dizzy spells, and now her recent braces she needs, and Secret Service agents donning syringes, and I mean, you know, that footage got captured, and you know, there's one picture where you see her needing multiple people helping her up the stairs. I mean, that just painted a medical record that doesn't really have the best prognosis. The other thing, too, is Democrats may be concerned about her age. So she's 70. She would be 72. She's 70 now. She would be 72 when she runs. And not that somebody in their 70s couldn't run. I mean, Donald Trump, he's currently 72. So Donald Trump is older than her. But if she wins, let's say in 2 years, and she then has a potential, like her husband, to be a two-term president, that would carry her into her 80s. Now, Democrats may not want that, may not want her as a choice, because you need the president stumping for you. You know, these congressional races that are really tight, they need a president that's going to go out there and be on the campaign trail. I mean, look at Trump. He's always running around. He doesn't sit in the White House. You know, one of my buddies, Don Anthony, in the media from the Morning Mouth said, I bet Donald Trump's going to be bored. Really bored, you know, sitting in the White House. And I mean, so he's out there. If Hillary does have health issues, you know, I don't know if Democrats are going to trust her resilience and stamina. Plus, Trump is getting more popular. You know, you got a stronger economy. You got, you know, one of the lowest unemployment rates in years. So Democratic voters may be like, look, you know, I get why the Democrats don't like his immigration policies. I get why they don't like his foreign policy, but I mean, I'm doing better now than I was. I got a job. I'm making more money. They're keeping inflation at bay. So a lot of those swing votes may still go to Trump going, I don't think I want to mess this up. We are just getting our head back above water. So do I think she'll run? I don't know. They like being in the news. They don't like to lose, but if nobody else is stepping up to the plate, now I wrote an article on this where, remember, you know, Ben Stein, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, anyone, my guess is they're going to take it, you know? And again, how much of this is Hillary and how much of this is Bill? I don't think Bill ever wanted to leave the White House. So you wonder, could it be him pushing this? I don't know. And again, for me, another horrible election like we had last time, not horrible by results, but just horrible in terms of the way it was run and the media. You know, I mean, I'm exhausted. I am still exhausted. I think we all have election fatigue. And now we're coming up on midterms. And so my guess is they're testing the waters and they're just, I think they're also playing with us. So don't get played. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. All right, some of you guys got all dressed up this morning, put on your tie. Could be killing you. 1-877-DOCTALI, don't go away.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
USA Radio News.
Four more boys from that Taiwan soccer team were rescued today from the cave, bringing the total to 8. Now, the rescue operation has ended for the day in Thailand. As of right now, we're not hearing about the health of the 8 boys who were rescued. That means there's still 4 boys left in the cave and their coach. Jake Zawig is a former U.S. Navy SEAL involved in rescue operations. He talks about what sort of task it is to get those boys out.
To climb to Mount Everest and back. You've got over 1,000 people on the ground outside of a cave. And, you know, they got to cover 2.5 miles to get them out under the worst conditions in the world.
Tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, President Trump will announce his Supreme Court nominee. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee shares what he's hoping for in a candidate.
A constitutionalist, somebody who is pure to the original words and text of the Constitution.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with 4 locals and 1 grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I don't like things around my neck. I just don't. Okay? Maybe it's because when I was little, you know, would see movies of people getting strangled. Maybe it's instinct. But you really don't like things around your neck. I mean, let's go back to caveman days. Was there anything in caveman or cavewoman fashion that was advantageous to the human species that had to do with the neck? Now, I know a lot of you are thinking of the Flintstones. And Wilma, was it Wilma in the Flintstones? Had those little rocks, right? You know, around her neck, those little white stones. Like, yeah, look kind of cute. And she makes it made it look like a choker on her. Oh, it was Betty. Did Betty also, was it Betty and Fred? I haven't seen the Flintstones in like 30 years, so I don't remember all the names. But they look like they had little chokers. When necklaces did come out, like the Romans would use amulets. The Romans would use amulets to help stave off infection and sickness. I have some amulets from Roman times. Very, very cool. And they would wear them and it would stave off. It was like really, really cool that they would do that. And so later, people would come up with jewelry that would protect the chest area. Remember, a lot of infection would have to do with the chest. Or a lot of death and sickness had to do with the chest. Heart attacks, right? Pneumonia, coughing, etc. And so the neck and chest were areas that we wanted to protect in ancient civilizations. So necklaces were made, but they were a little lower because they were supposed to protect the chest. Okay? It wasn't a choker around the neck. Well, I haven't really investigated the history of ties, and I'm sure that's fascinating, and I apologize, I'm having an issue with my computer right now. But we're being told that ties could actually cut off your blood circulation. Now, you're going to see stories circulate. If you Google necktie and go to Google News, you're going to see these stories, and I would say hold the phone, okay? I don't think wearing a tie and your shirt and collar and looking all handsome and sexy like you men do, which I really love, by the way. I think guys in ties are very hot. I really dig the tie. I don't think it cuts off your circulation. So let me just quickly review the origin of the necktie and then tell you about the study. So apparently they believe that King Louis the 13th hired Croatian mercenaries who wore a piece of cloth around their neck as part of their uniform. These were early neckties that would tie the tops of their jackets. Now, remember, we're talking about 17th century. Plus, it had a decorative effect. So if you watch later when we start to go into our history with the British, you know, having the ruffles and the jacket, these things would pretty much keep our collars and our jackets closed because you weren't supposed to see chest hair and we weren't supposed to see the, you know, neck. And so King Louis liked it. And I guess he liked it so much that he made these ties a mandatory accessory for royal gatherings to honor the Croatian soldiers. And he gave the clothing piece the name La Cravate. And that's a name for necktie in French to this day. That's according to tie.net. Then, early cravats, right, actually don't really seem to resemble a lot of our ties today. But ties started to gain popularity throughout Europe. And the tie that we know today didn't really come out until the 1920s. So, that's when we started to see more of these Windsor knots and things like that. They say by the 1920s, a New York tie maker by the name of Jesse Langsdorff invented a new way of cutting the fabric when constructing a tie. It allowed the tie to spring back to its original shape after each wearing. So this invention triggered the creation of many new tie knots. And then neckties became the predominant choice for men, and bow ties were reserved for formal evening and black tie functions. Then during the Art Deco movement of the 30s, neckties became wider, a lot more designs, and then Windsor knots started to get more popular because that's when the Duke of Windsor, I guess he invented it during that time. And then 1940s, you start to see our servicemen wear ties. Right? In the 1940s, oh boy, they were hot. You know? And so, then, after the World War II, rather than the tie that kind of blended with the outfit, you started to see more bold colors, more patterns. And then in the 1950s, we started to see the skinny tie. And the skinny tie, you start to see, like, with James Dean, etc. And so tie makers then start to experiment with different materials. And then, in the 1960s, it got wide. Some of those ties were as wide as 6 inches, kind of called, I guess, the Kipper tie. Then we had the disco movement of the 70s. We had an ultra-wide Kipper tie. And then came the bolo tie. And the bolo tie came out in 1971 as the official state neckwear in Arizona. I'm not a big fan of the bolo tie, but some people like it. Ties, not really a lot we saw in the 80s. In the 90s, you started to see some changes, and then now we have just ties all over. I mean, ties are such a huge part of our, you know, repertoire when it comes to our fashion. Even women are wearing ties. So then, what is this story that's circulating about it possibly causing blood circulation issues? So a study in the journal Neuroradiology, and this, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, was led by Dr. Ruben Ledeck of the University Hospital Schleswig Holstein in Kiel, Germany. And they looked at 30 men. They divided them up into two groups, 15 who wore a necktie, 15 that had an open-collar shirt. They MRI'd everybody, and they took the necktie-wearing people, and they MRI'd them wearing the tie tight, a Windsor knot, tight to the point of being a little uncomfortable, loosening the tie but keeping the collar buttoned, and then loosening the tie and unbuttoning the collar. And they found that there was a blood circulation brain dropped by 4.33 milliliters per minute per 100 grams, or basically a 7.5% drop from baseline scans. All right? So what's interesting, though, is they found the changes to the blood flow, but not changes when it came to blood flow in the jugular vein. Now, when you look at this, you're like, okay, well, what the heck are they talking about? So your jugular vein, which empties blood from the brain, is a lot more superficial, more outside than the deep internal carotid. So I don't think the tie is constricting a deeper vein if the jugular that's more superficial is not getting constricted. Plus, it's a real small study. So what I think is happening is you might be getting some windpipe issue, you know, and if you affect your oxygen, that could affect blood flow to the brain. You also could be maybe having issues where unfortunately you may be increasing venous pressure, where you're putting pressure on that jugular vein so blood can't leave the brain. And if the brain is increasing pressure, your body's like, whoa, 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 hold off pumping more blood to it. And that's what I think could be going on. There was a study in 2010 finding an increase of intracranial pressure due to the decrease of venous return. And then in 2004, there was a study called Tight Necktie Syndrome. We talked about this on the show a while back, where a businessman had experienced headaches, blurry vision, right ear tingling from his tight shirts and collars. And then a 2003 study found that intraocular pressure rose in the eye, which could worsen some people's risk for glaucoma. So people, don't be wearing ties too tight. So I wrote an article on this. It's on my website. You see George Clooney in some sexy scrubs. That's the uniform I want you guys to see. Wear some sexy scrubs. Neck is wide open. And you don't have to be all dressed up and tight in a tie. Or if you do wear that tie, it doesn't have to be super tight. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So the world has been holding their breath, hoping these kids that have been trapped in a Thai cave and their coach could get out and be rescued before the next tropical storm hits in the area, putting them back into the position that they're in now, where flooding caused and rainstorms caused them to get stuck in a dry cave due to water levels rising. And we are being told that four more boys have today been rescued from the cave complex in northern Thailand. And so now we just have four teammates and their coach left. All right, so, whew, I got to tell you, man, these guys are phenomenal. These rescue teams are amazing. So they're a youth football team, but remember, they call football soccer. So we're the only ones that call football, soccer, right? So they're a soccer team. And they say the first of today's rescued Wild Boar FC players, their identities have not been confirmed, were being seen carried out shortly before 5 p.m. local time. Boys number 6 and 7 were brought out a little over an hour later, with boy number 8 spotted being taken out at 7:40 local time. They were all carried out on stretchers, still wearing their full-face diving oxygen masks, and cared for at a nearby field hospital before being airlifted to the Chiang Rai Pranukrol Hospital, where the four players rescued on Sunday are still recovering. Now, I know many of us have been seeing the footage, and we've been seeing these kids, and they look like they're smiling, and they look like, they're doing okay. Keep in mind that these kids have been, since June 23rd, in low oxygen environment, low food, low nutrition, dehydrated. They're going to be in the hospital for a while, but hopefully they'll all recover. They say the four boys brought out on Monday are in better health than those extracted on Sunday. So what they had wanted to do was they wanted to take out the weakest first. And the doctors had triaged and decided who needs to leave first. The five boys are made into the cave and their coach are in, quote, good health. So they seem to be a little stronger. Now, as you guys know, 12 youth team players and their 25-year-old coach went missing on June 23rd. They got trapped in the Tam Long Nang Non Cave in the northern Chiang Rai region by rising floodwater. Now, today's operation took 9 hours, 2 hours less than Sunday. And there's Thai Navy SEALs on the case, as well as tons of other different specialists in different areas helping them. And, pictures show just people going crazy. You got nurses, you got medical teams, you got, military. It is, full court press, and thank God. So there's a quote-unquote choke spot that you guys are going to see in the you're going to see in these images where you see the kids on dry land. You see dry land in the beginning of the cave. But the problem is there were lower elevation divots along the path. So rather than it being a cave where you just walk and it's dry and floodwaters only come in to the first, few feet, the floodwaters were able to rush in past, get stuck in the lower elevation areas. So the dry areas are dry, but the deep crevices are full of water and completely occluded. So you can't swim because you're going to be underwater for, I forget how many miles it is. So they actually need to dive, and there is one little spot called a choke spot where it is so narrow that from what we understand, each kid had to, there was a guide rope. Well, let me explain how they had to do this, because basically the oxygen tank had to be not separated completely, but guided through first, while you have a diver pushing one kid from one side and the other one guiding him through that little choke spot that's no bigger than a person's length. So water is still trying to be pumped out. Each boy was fitted with a full-face diving mask. Then they entered the water chaperoned by two divers, one of whom is carrying the oxygen supply. Then the boys are instructed to pull themselves along using guide rope. And in some cases, divers even use their arms to assist their children, meaning pushing their tushies. Then, after navigating through the jagged tunnels and, remember, rock walls, which could scrape the oxygen tank and stuff, then there was that choke spot. This is a sharp upward bend, which is followed by a downward slope. So the divers have to turn as they ascend. And their oxygen tanks get removed, passed through the gap, and then the child gets passed through. So these divers, being able to calm kids, the majority of whom I don't think were able to swim, this is heroic. You know there's going to be a movie made about this. So really, really tense. You have 70 other divers, 50 of whom from all over the world, right? And these full face masks seem to decrease a little bit of the anxiety. And so, you know, these kids didn't know how to swim. I mean, that just made it very, very scary. So we'll keep you guys posted. They just got to get those remaining four. They're expecting more storms. You know, some people will say, well, look, if they got it down and they got the face mask, then, okay, we don't have to panic about the storm coming. Well, you do because, again, we want these kids underwater as little as possible. And the biggest danger for any diver, it's not sharks. It's not, you know, a cave and getting scraped up. The biggest threat to any diver is the panic. Anxiety kills more divers than anything else, which is why we don't want you diving unless you're experienced. And this is technically a diving mission. These kids are technically underwater with scuba masks and oxygen. And so what could panic a diver? Well, it could be the change in ear pressure. When your ears start to hurt, you start to panic. You're like, oh, my gosh, my eardrums are going to burst. Who gives a damn? Keep going. You could start to go through an anxiety attack and knock your oxygen out. So now water is filling up in your mouth. Now, you know, people have asked, so what happens if you lose your mouthpiece, your apparatus, and now water is in your mouth? What they teach you to do is to blow air into the mouth while you can actually blow the water out of the mouth using the air. And so you tip your head a little bit and you tip it to the side, you put it halfway in and you blow the water out and then boom, you put your mouth on it. So you get a little bit of water, but that's how you do it. So diving is fascinating. You know, I learned how to dive. I got certified. I doubt I would be as good enough to rescue, but you bet your butt if I was there, man, I'd be like, all right, the doctor's in the house. Let me take care of these little babies. Of course, the kids range in age from 11 to 15. Parents are beside themselves, and it's really heartwarming to see everybody try to, help these kids. So we'll keep you guys posted. But, boy, that tight space is tight. And, again, all the kids were doing were, just taking a little, I'm taking a stroll in caves. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Tropical storm Chris is set to become a hurricane today. It is slowly moving along the coast of the Carolinas, expected to build into a full-blown hurricane later today. Hurricane Beryl has dwindled into a rainstorm as across the northeastern Caribbean. We were worried about Beryl last week because Puerto Rico still hasn't recovered from Hurricane Maria. But Chris, now, has formed off the North Carolina coast, is only expected to get stronger. It has winds of 60 miles an hour. It's moving at about 2 miles an hour northward, so a little slower. But the swells that are generated are expected to affect a lot of the coast. And they think this is going to ride up the coast and affect parts of northeast. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new.
questions, please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security, maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.